This is CliffCentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly.
Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
With G-Man, the ad man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy G-Man the Ad Man, and we are back at it. It is another beautiful Wednesday. Well, it is another Wednesday made beautiful by the fact that we are here once again. Huh? It's been 2 weeks. I missed you guys last week, man. I needed to go handle some biz. As you know, it is done. I was down there in Cape Town. Shout out to my Cape Town people. How are you guys doing? Shout out to everybody up in the city. You know, I'm just trying to make sure. Yeah, there you go. No matter, every time. All it takes is to miss 1 week. Technical glitches. Shout out to the technical arm. Palace, what's going on? I've got people in the studio with me today, guys. It's going to be another dope show. I was jumping up and down, guys. I was singing, and I was jiving. I even did the vocal. You know what I mean? I mean, so go to Instagram and check out you know, the remnants of my vocal. We didn't record it because we weren't really sure how it was gonna go. So
almost dismal,
but hey. Yeah, we didn't really, it was a toss up because we weren't really sure whether it was a vocal or whether it was squats. But it's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man, and we're having a really, really dope show today. But yeah, remember to hit me up. You know, I want to chat to you. Guys, I'll let you know why you're hearing things that are happening in the background. I'll tell you. Because, Mututu in my studio today. And you guys
will be able to tell. It's your fault.
So hit me up on WhatsApp. Remember, we got the WhatsApp number 079-748-2090. Send us a message. I've got a really, really dope guest in the studio with me in the studio. We're gonna get into that. We're gonna break down a whole bunch of things. We're gonna have some dope conversations. I was already having dope conversations with her outside. I don't think we're too chicana drunk. She was here for like two, three minutes. It's not chicana. But we're gonna get into that. You know what I wanna do actually? Let me do a young intro, and then we, you know, we will all just start to, we'll discover things together about this person, and you also kind of get a sense of what's going on in the studio right now. But you know what? Before that, let me just say, guys, Cheese is also in the house. Cheese, welcome back, my man. You know,
thank you.
It's been a while, Cheese. You know what I mean? How have you been? Where have you been, Cheese?
I've been doing things.
Yeah, you've been doing things. Yeah,
making sure we have guests like this today, you know?
I mean,
I work behind the scenes. I'm constantly at work.
People know that, you know, when they need to stay relevant and say, you know, I haven't been there in a while. When I get there, I must just tell them what I've been doing.
Yeah.
So Cheese is in the studio, guys. And he's actually been working. He actually does do a bit of work out here. When he gets a chance, he does some dope work out here. You won't have to miss Cheese. You have to go on Instagram.
Can we stop that, please?
It ain't stopping.
Cheese on Instagram, guys. Follow him. Go look for C Quinchet. On Instagram,
Mr. Quinchet.
Yeah, not Mr. Quinchet. Go look for Mr. Quinchet on Instagram, and you'll get to see this beautiful life that is led by this man. And there are horses. Hey, Chesa, lady,
it's the month of love.
It's the month of love, guys. Remember, if you're looking for inspiration for this kind of thing, go to Chesa's page.
Really, can we move
go,
on?
Go to Chiller's page.
Moving along.
I like this line of conversation.
He's on the Rich Forester.
I've got my book.
I actually caught an episode of the Bold and the Beautiful. I was in a hotel, and you know, hotels, they don't have time to give you all of DSTV. No. So I was watching The Bold and the Beautiful for some reason. And they've changed Ridge.
No, man.
And this guy also, he has like a Latino thing. But I guess Ron Moss was not going to live forever, guys. You know what I mean? So, but Cheese is the Ridge of Ron Moss. Not this guy. So don't confuse me. If you're watching The Bold now, Cheese is not that other Ron Moss. He's not other Ridge, he's Ron Moss. But we're still at it, guys. Remember to hit me up on Twitter. That's @blaxem. It's @BLAXEM on Twitter, and that's cliffcentral.com on Twitter as well. Let's chat about who my guest is today, and how much fun we're actually gonna be having in the studio today. So if you have the internet at work and you sometimes catch a break, you know when all the smokers go outside and have their smoke breaks and eat up company time, and when you go on this community, they know the eat up company time. In fact, I think we should talk. We'll talk about that's another show. Let's leave it completely. So if you've ever been on Mark Lives or on Peace Community in the past couple of days, then you know some dope shit's been happening. Mm-hmm. You know some dope shit's been happening in the stew. Some dope shit's been happening in the industry. There are things just happening. I met this lady a whole bunch of years ago. I mustn't say a whole bunch of years because it makes us seem like Rabakhulu Gaufel. Okay, very little group. But I met this lady quite a while back. And I've admired her work as well for quite some time now. She's been doing amazing things in the industry, which we're going to get into. We're going to get into all that stuff today. We're going to chat about what she's been up to, what she's doing right now. But in the studio with me today, guys, can you believe it? Can you believe it? She's blushing right now.
I am.
The brand newly appointed MD, Managing Director of Grid Worldwide, Masego Motsoge, is in the studio with me right now.
Thank you, guys.
Masego, what's going on?
What's going on?
Grid's
work is going on.
Oh, yeah? Are they working you hard? Shout out Nathan Reddy. What's going on, brother?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, shout out to the brother.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. How you been? How you doing? How has it been? How long have you been there?
I've been there since last week's Thursday.
Oh, okay. So you're Latabek, you know?
Yeah, you're Latabek.
Yeah.
But it's been awesome. It's been totally awesome. The energy is great. The people are amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the work is beautiful. So, yeah.
That's dope, man.
Yeah. I suppose, I've been having conversations with them for quite a while.
Yeah.
Since last year, late last year.
Oh, Khalishalan.
Yeah. A nice courtship that we've had. So, yeah, we're official now.
Oh, that's Well, it's good to have you in the studio, man. I think you know, we had Nathan in the studio here a couple of weeks ago, I'm very glad to see that, you know, some of the stuff that was coming out of his mouth is actually real, and it's not lip service, because it's also easy. Yeah. I mean, we've all been to those parties, those industry parties where you're having chats with people, and you know, yeah, transformation. But as a kid, we know that the Mac Charter.
Yes.
Huge shout out to the Mac Charter.
Yes. Power to the Mac Charter. Yeah.
It's a podcast.
Hey, la la, Lisa. Huge shout out to the Mac Charter. It's doing its thing, kicking in the next couple of weeks. But I mean, I don't know, guys. I mean, with Baba doing what he is, do you think that this could be employed by advertising to, like, you know, distract us from the Mac Charter with Jacob Zoom?
Yeah. No.
Awesome campaign.
We hope not.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but I think that the Mac Charter is going to be kicking in soon, and I think that, yeah, I mean, it's insane. So but I want to ask you this, when I'm a circle, because we kind of spoke about this outside.
Sure.
You know, how these things are very strange, because sometimes, you know, with all the appointments that happen and whatever, you know, it's hard for people to kind of go, is this a Mac Charter thing?
Yeah.
Or is this a real thing? How important is that to you? How important is it for you to know for sure that, or to get a sense that you're not Mac Chattering?
Yeah.
And that you're actually doing, you're there to make a difference.
Grant, it's extremely important. And I think it's up to us to do the research and to have very honest conversations with the people that we're engaging with.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's something that does happen. South Africa is known for that. I've sat in a whole lot of BEE conversations with people who run the score charts and whatnot, scorecards. And it's a reality. People do cheat on those kind of things.
Yeah.
But like I said to you earlier, I'm not about fronting. I'm not that girl.
Yeah.
Rizwa Hakala, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
To actually be standing out there and fronting and not doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And there are so many young people that need to come up the ranks.
Yeah.
And not, so for me, transformation is not just about, well, it's most importantly, it's about the black people, because
yeah.
obviously, I mean, we live in a very unequal country
yeah.
from a race point of view. But diversity itself is very key.
Yeah.
So women as well, you
yeah.
know, having women leadership.
Without
I think
without a doubt.
It brings a certain kind of balance to the work that we put out.
Yeah.
It can't just be from one point of view, that
exactly.
of a man, of a white man.
Yeah.
And I mean, I got into the industry knowing that it's about creativity, and creativity needs to be representative.
That's right.
So it's critical for me.
That's crazy
yeah.
shit. That's crazy. Yeah, and it is. It does amaze me that you know we still kind of, that we still have the skeptical eye, and that we feel like it's an easy place to go to as well.
Mm.
That we're still there at this time and age. You know what
yeah.
I mean? That we're still kind of able to go. Yeah, marina kitsi. But you know what? At the same time, you know, I think that I feel I take. Kind of solace in the fact that a lot of the people that who've come up in that whose names I've seen are actually credible people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like it's hard for you to have, I think, a fronting relationship with some of these people that
sure.
whose names I've seen. So
yeah.
so huge shout out to all them people.
Sure.
In fact, we're gonna get into that. We're gonna tell you their names in a
yeah.
little bit. Let's get into it, actually. So, other people that who amazing things that happened for in the past couple of weeks. I saw Karabuti sent, huge shout out to Karabuti, what's going on, brother?
Yeah.
He sent a message on Facebook talking about, you know, it's been an amazing 2018 so far, you know. So people like Karabo Songo,
yeah.
who's just been a project group CEO of House of Prep. What's going on, Karabo Songo? What's up, man? Good things. Makosha Majarastava. Appointed partner and head of strategy at MNC Search. I mean, what do you want? Eh? What time is it?
Mm.
And Brendan Jali, I mean, I think this came out yesterday or 2 days ago. Brendan Jali's been appointed MD at Collective ID. So huge shout out to you guys, man. I think all those things that we've been speaking about for a while feel like they're coming into fruition.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a critical time, you know, especially because of the MAC Charter, I think.
Mm.
I think it's all happening around the right time, so that when you start having shit conversations with these people, and these people are in leadership, I think it's going to be tough
yes.
for you to on the front.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Yeah.
yeah.
So I'm really, really happy about that. And then something else amazing happened, right? So I saw a thing. The Mug Lives, shout out to Herman Wesson and the guys
yes,
of Mug Lives as well.
Really.
What's going on?
Really,
hey,
shout out.
You
no, born.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Herman.
That's the thank you, Herman. I saw that PR release.
No, man. Noted.
Oh, you guys are out of hand. But he shouts the guys. So they've got another one of those lists. That they do annually,
yeah.
and they release one of the results yesterday, one of the most admired agency leaders in Cape Town, right? So the person who won is Alistair King. Huge shout out Alistair King, the
yeah.
most admired agency leader in Cape Town. And runner up is none other than Mr. Tiriso Rangaka. What's up, Tiriso? What's going on, Papa? What's going on? That's what that song was about.
It is. Yeah.
It is actually that Tiriso. But yeah, man, I think it's great. And you know, having spent a little time in Cape Town, spending more time in Cape Town, I think that they're ready for the dopeness that, and I'm really happy to see that, you know, kind of even the people that inspire them now are starting to take on a different
yeah,
hue. Do you think that there is certainly a change that's happening? Do you think that, especially in Cape Town, do you think that maybe before Nerissa have a chance, you know, like we just weren't allowing them to kind of transform the way we see them?
No, Grant, I think you guys have opened up new doors.
Yeah.
I mean, we know the likes of Avatar are opening up in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Shout out
to the guys.
Yeah,
shout out to you.
And with Noah being in Cape Town, and maybe that's a realization, but also the partnership between MNC Saatchi and Avatar.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people need to be woken up to the true facts.
That's right.
And so, I mean, if it means you guys going in there and,
yeah.
you know, it will be a push and a pull situation.
Yeah.
And we have to push.
Yeah.
I do wish that the transformation happened at a much quicker rate in
Cape
Town. But hey, it started.
Yeah.
So that's something to look forward to.
There is a trend that I've heard about that's happening with agencies, no, clients who are based in Cape Town who are talking about how they would love to work with agencies
yes.
in Joburg.
Yeah.
Right? Who are becoming more specific about the fact that they want, like, Do we think that's a good or a bad thing?
Noting that trend, what do you think informs that? Is it
because of the understanding of the market? Yeah, I think. You know, because it feels like we're more aggressive in making sure that people know kind of what part of the world they live in. You know, whereas unfortunately, it feels like some of the work that still comes out of Cape Town has a certain way about it. You know,
it's removed from what the reality is.
It feels like it lives in the previous utopia that used to exist. You know what I mean? Yeah. The place where, guys, let's just make it fucking cool, bro. Like, it doesn't really matter whether it's presented to. And just come up with anything. It doesn't really matter whether, you know, we think that that's the behavior of people or not. But let's just put a black eye, bro, and then, like, just fucking do it.
Yeah. Look, I mean, from my own personal observations, I think there is an element of, I mean, we know that Joburg, for instance, is rather cosmopolitan compared to the likes of Cape Town.
Yeah.
And, you know, other cities around the country.
Yeah.
So I suppose it will happen.
Yeah.
The majority of our country is, you know, a certain race.
Yeah.
Black. I'm going to say it out.
Why would we kill it?
Well, let's say, shut up, Black Panther. Hey, yeah. We're coming, Papa.
We're coming.
So I guess it is a result of, you know, our demographics.
Yeah.
But that's not to say there isn't representation in Cape Town. And I'm hoping that you guys, you know, the guys that are doing stuff down in Cape Town will create that shift amongst clients. And, you know, we had a brief chat earlier about, you know, every city having its flavor.
That's right.
You gave the example of New York versus San Fran.
Yeah.
So we
and
we
it's
need
important that,
that
those flavors actually come alive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's dope. I think it's really, really key. And I'm looking forward to seeing how all that changes. But now, you know, I actually want to ask you, you know,
a quick one. On the flip side, is it not a bad thing when clients want to work with Joburg agencies where they should be asking more of the agencies they currently have in Cape Town? Because then it leaves Cape Town in a vacuum again. Because all the young creators are going to want to move up to Joburg.
But that's exactly it. And that's exactly what I think we should be trying to curb, right?
Yeah.
I guess also clients have timelines, you know? Yeah. So like, how long have you been asking agencies to transform?
Yeah.
And you think you can ask them to transform in 2 months, they're not going to do it, you know? And clients and the shareholders have told them, guys, I need results now.
Yeah,
I need to start selling, you know, this thing that I should have been selling to black people to begin with.
Yeah.
I need to start selling now, you know? So I guess that's what the tension becomes.
Yeah, but they do need to take accountability as well. I mean, I think part of the transformation is not just up to agencies. We do report to a lot of clients, and clients need to, to recognize the fact that they have a role to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that they are allowed to insist on certain things.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's also very easy to just kind of go out there, create work off of whatever mindset, and then come back and just blame the agency.
Yes.
Just say, guys, I just feel like you guys just don't understand it.
Yeah.
You know, whereas you had the opportunity to kind of make those changes. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. But I want to ask you something though, Masego.
Mm.
Like outside of just like the race relations and
there's plenty more than the beautiful
way that we all now make coffee in the same kitchens.
Yes.
We come from a time where black people used to bring flasks. No, I'm kidding. No.
I don't know the time.
Hey.
For the record, I don't know the time. No.
That's a part call.
Hey, man.
I digress.
You do. But I mean, in the time that you've been in the industry, I mean, I've hinted at the fact that, you know, we've been here for quite a bit.
Yeah.
What are some of the significant changes that you've seen in the game that whether good or bad?
Yeah.
You know, what have you seen change in the game significantly enough for you to have noticed?
Sure. So I think one of the major ones, and it's a regressive change, you know, is unfortunately, I'm going to go back to transformation.
Yeah, it's cool.
I mean, and I'm not sure if it, and you know, but I'm confusing things. But, you know, when I came into the industry, there were a lot of us.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you from back then at FCB. There were so many of us.
Yeah.
But
us, you mean black folk?
Black folk, yes.
Yeah.
No, but I think people have kind of tapered off and left the industry. And it's because I think, and you can correct me if I think I'm wrong. People are tired of the politics, you know, and it needn't be
it's
that.
Frustrating. It's frustrating as fuck.
You know,
yeah.
You wrote a piece actually last year about the horses having bolted.
That's right.
And
check it out. I'm ugly.
Shout out to
the R&B voice. What's with the R&B voice?
No, you should have seen him earlier.
Every now and then, when you have to do PR, I mean, you have to step into Brian McKnight mode.
So there's been a bit of that, and I think, you know, there was a level of nurturing that was afforded to us, which I'm not seeing in the industry.
That's right.
So when I talk about transformation, it's not, you know, I spoke about women, but there's the youth that we need to actually take care of and bring up the ranks and make sure that they are empowered to do great work, because that's what we have
absolutely,
for.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And actually, that issue comes up quite a lot in the shows about people saying that there's no one, like there's almost like in the middle, there's no middle tier. Everyone else, it's almost like defending for themselves all over again.
It feels like
their hands and take them.
Right now, it feels like the saturation in kind of two tiers: the very bottom and the very and the top.
Yeah,
and then in that middle part where all the people have tapered out, you know, where people have just kind of said, "Why must I stick around for this mess?" You know, and that vacuum, I feel like creates the lack of inspiration at the bottom, and those kids are going to taper out as well.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, you need to remember. Those kids are also exposed to other creatives who are doing things in environments that are not seeming not as shitty. You know what I mean? And I feel like we are transforming. I mean, we're definitely working hard to change the environments in which we do the work and the approach to the work. But because these kids are going to look around and say, why am I not at like a publishing house? Because I can still go and I can write or whatever.
Or music
and,
publishing.
And not feel like I'm still treading, you know, on the old flag.
Writing single lines.
Getting a vignette script.
But, you know, and I like what you've just said, Grant, because I think a lot of it has to be attributed to us. To an extent, I feel like we're a generation that's left the responsibility to the older generation.
That's right.
So we are that middle lot.
Yeah.
You know, we've come up the ranks and it's up to us to actually bring people in and train them.
Exactly.
And that's one of my critical things at GRID. You know, how do we then bring up the people up the ranks and make sure that there's integrity in the work that we do.
That's great.
Yeah.
In fact, let's get into that. I mean, I'm really, really interested in kind of, you know, I've always looked at MDs and stuff and said, I've always wondered what it is that you guys do, but not on a generic kind of front.
Sure.
I just want to know, like, what is the things that you're excited about that you're going to be doing now?
Yeah.
And what does this role actually entail?
Sure. So, I mean, it's something that I'm really, really passionate about. I have touched on it just now and earlier. The fact that when I came into the industry, I was trained on the going ons of the industry.
Right.
You know, I went into training for about 6 months, once a week, every 6 months, for that entire 6 months, where I knew how an agency operated, from account management, which I've come up the ranks as an account management person, understanding how to judge creative, understanding strategy, understanding how to even put together a media commission.
Yeah.
You know, when we had the media in-house.
Yes.
And yes, the
structure. 16%. 16.5.
Yeah. And I think we just need to afford the people in the industry that opportunity.
That's
you
right.
know? It's one thing kind of throwing our hands up in the air, our arms up in the air and saying, hey, but we actually need to take charge.
That's
you
great.
Know?
That's
and
great.
I think, you know, you mentioned several people who have been appointed into leadership positions. It's up to us, guys.
That's right.
As
That's
much
right.
as we can, you know,
I really do.
We really need to take charge. It's our time. Now's the time.
I love that so much, man. I think it's dope. But you've just touched on something that I've been wondering about for a little bit, you know, like the role of account management.
Yes.
No one calls it client service anymore.
Yes.
The role of account management. Because it feels like, and it's a battle that creatives, I feel creatives and strategists and account management have had for quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, like the evolution of the account manager, right? So we're back in the day, or when we started, I always got the sense it was understanding the client and understanding the brand so much that I could leave you to go and have this conversation with the client so I can go do the work.
Yeah.
And then have you come into my meeting and we could go at this thing together.
Yeah.
And I think in the past couple of years I've seen that kind of ebb and flow. Mm. You know, like there's been the times I've been in meetings I'm like, leave four.
Yeah.
You know, there's like four account people in this meeting.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not and all I'm getting is that beautiful intro. You know the intro. Thanks for seeing us.
Yes.
Thanks for making time in your diary to see us, the recap on the brief. But you don't even get a thorough recap of the brief, right?
Yes, yeah.
So how important is it to you, Masego? That role is as robust as we all remember, but at the same time, evolve with whatever it is that we're doing now.
Yeah. So my view of the account management team and the leadership within that team is that you are essentially the CEO of that piece of business.
Boom.
So from understanding the softer side of the business, you know, in terms of people, because also you can't leave it up to the senior leadership to run the entire agency.
Exactly.
You know, succession comes into play as well.
Yeah.
Making sure that you understand the client's business as should happen.
Yeah.
But also, you know, when I say the training that I got, Grant, being able to understand strategy and how it links to creative and having an important role to play in a room. Don't just sit there, you know. No CEO sits in a room and kind of twiddles their thumbs.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
hey, you used to have a doodle master in one of my meetings.
Oh, you see, we don't want that. So it's, I think we need to empower account management people.
Yeah.
But
what does that mean? How do you think we empower them? We empower them with, tell me.
Well, okay, so I think a lot of responsibility lies on ourselves personally.
Yeah.
So individually, you know, people in account management need to empower themselves with knowledge.
Yeah.
Making sure that they have those robust relationships conversations with the creative teams and strategy, so that they're fully immersed in the business beyond just understanding, you know, the bottom line from a client side is supposed to be this. But and what I find, you know, is that people are so insular in their thinking.
Right.
You know, they will sit in their own little
bubble.
Yeah, and not explore outside of that.
Ah, right.
And for me, it's really, you know, conversations beyond the agency.
Yes.
And, you know, we positioning ourselves as a cultural insights agency as Grid. You know as much as you can. You never know where the dots are going to be connected.
Yeah.
But when they do, something amazing comes out of that.
That's dope,
you know,
man.
There has to be some magic, and you know, we had to create magic. Guys.
Yeah.
You know, I find it fascinating that somebody can give me a piece of paper and we turn it into something marvelous.
Yeah.
Well, not of late, because our creative work sucks. Not great. Not great. Mind you.
But
the industry, let's up the game a bit. And I think that comes from understanding what we're dealing with the world over, and not just America, because that's another thing that's problematic.
Yeah.
You know, what's happening in Alex? Go 10th Street.
Rats. Anyway.
And more.
But that's a critical thing, because you know, in how you know, there's been this obsession obviously with data.
Yes,
right. Everyone's just like, guys, ROI and all that stuff, and helping us find the balance between, you know, delivering an ad that says everything, because I think that's what it translates to. Mm. A lot of time it translates into conversations about, guys, we're not saying this and this and this and this. So this ad now says everything, but it's shit.
Yeah.
It's a turd. But because of the conversations that we had prior to that, the client says, but guys, we didn't stop them. We didn't stop them from saying, guys, this thing doesn't have a single message, right? Because we're also just afraid of losing clients.
Yes.
So I get that's the conversation.
Yeah.
So now the client says, can you say this thing has double action powerful, and the fact that it has a great box, and the fact that, you know, we're associated with AKA, you know,
formula.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about, right?
Yeah.
And so it's somehow finding a way to bridge the tension between that and is this actually a good piece of communication?
Agreed. Yeah.
And I think that we have not empowered, in this weird time, account management enough to be able to have that conversation.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But is that, do you think that, I mean, Grid is known for making amazing work, right? Do you think that a part of it is that? Do you think that there's always been a relationship with how you approach clients?
So, I mean, what I
find... And I mean, it's been a week.
I know, but we've been seeing one another.
That's right.
You know,
we've been
dating.
Yeah.
And it's been fascinating to observe the kind of relationships that, you know, the people at Grid have with their clients.
Yeah.
You know, it's honesty with respect.
Okay.
And I think that's what we need. And being able to stand your ground without being disrespectful to your clients.
That's right.
I think that can only happen when you know your clients so deeply.
Yeah, it's a delicate balance.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I think information gives you that power.
That's right.
You know, when you sit in a room and somebody says, oh, but like 5 points to be in that ad.
Yeah.
But if you're knowledgeable, Grant, and you've done your work and you've done your research, I think you have a greater chance of winning that argument and the debate. So that, for me, that's been a great observation.
Yeah.
To see the work, and I mean, they do brave work. We do brave work, mind you. I'm a part of the crew.
They're right, Red.
You're part of it now.
And it's something that I've also always written on, you know, like cultivating positive relationships, and not just externally, but internally as well. Because I think, you know, if you all relate well with one another and are able to have very honest conversation, honesty is key, guys.
Yeah, obviously,
you know,
obviously,
both internally and externally.
Yeah.
And I think it'll often lead to great work and brave work.
That's fantastic. And I mean, knowing Nathan, you know what I mean? It's only tough to convince him to do amazing work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's cool, because I feel like there's obviously a culture. You know, there's obviously an amazing culture that you've landed in.
Yeah.
And And I mean, compared to all the other places, I'm not saying all the other places, but I mean, how important is that for you? Like culture, you know, like do you think that it determines the kind of work that we do? How key is that?
It does. I mean, so the example I often give is that Kingwanyana Motswana.
Yeah.
And I know where I come from. So when I go back to Rustenburg, there's certain things that I know to do and not to do.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And bringing it to the personal self.
Shout out Rusty Dutch. Yeah. Rusty
Dutch. That's okay, yeah. We hope. And, yeah. You know, Ramangobo Chokofit. We hope things are proper.
Are people still mourning?
Well, let's move on. But, you know, you are.
Hey, I almost took on a landmine there.
So, I mean, you have leaders within a culture. And, you know, I know as a Motswana girl, Wamokhatla, there's certain things should be done.
Yeah.
And it's guided by the traditions and the customs and whatnot.
Yeah.
So that's bringing it to a very simplistic level. And being in an agency like Grid and seeing, you know, what Nathan is like, what David is like, and what Adam is like.
Yeah.
And the kind of energy they impart, you know, without saying a lot.
Yeah. But,
you know, it's just gives life to an incredible energy. And there are some agencies I've been to where I thought, okay, you know, they demure in their approach and whatnot, and you will see it come through the work.
Yeah.
So definitely, I think the culture of an agency dictates to a large extent.
Yeah, the personality kind of the work as well, right?
Absolutely.
That's insane.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about this Rustenburg
thing, actually.
No, no, no.
Chetza, what's the next question?
Are we
this Rustenburg thing. No,
yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Guys, that's why Cheese is also here. He's got my back. Cheese got my back, y'all.
It's with the R&B voice.
1993. Yeah. but you know, let's take it all the way back, because I'm really interested, like, about where it all started for you. You know, like, where's Masiko from? You know, like, what part of Rustenburg? Where did it all start?
No. Okay, it started in Soweto, mind you, born and bred. However, kodi plasin kuza ko khaya ke Rustenburg.
Oh, okay. Maro chela ko kasi.
Yeah, ke chela ko kasi. Been Soweto, Mulapo. I mean, I'm wearing it, as you can tell. Yeah. Today, I was
putting my petla.
Yes, mind you, I started school in my petla.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Shut up, my petla.
So I can see through and through.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, grew up in Soweto, both my parents and two siblings, and didn't think I would end up.
So you went to school, Pili Kokas.
Yes.
Right, at what school?
Mekhatong. Lower primary.
There we go. Lower primary is the one that ended in 2, I guess.
Yeah.
Shout out to lower primary schools, guys.
Yeah.
You're creating legends since 1999.
Hey. 19 all my quit.
And then after that, where'd you go to school after that?
Do you want that kind of detail?
Yeah, the same way you went to school.
Oh, jeepers. Okay. So it started with Mekhatong lower primary school.
Yeah.
I then moved to Glen Hazel Primary School.
Hello, Glen Hazel.
Yeah. No, hey. You know, that was such an interesting transition, actually, because, I mean, back then, nearly about 1993.
Yeah.
And we were singing peace songs.
Yeah. Let's show them.
Yes.
Shout out to Marcus Mushapalo, his favorite track in the world.
He still got the t-shirt, too.
Yeah. So for me, that, I think, you know, that was super interesting. It was a Glen Hazel generally is a very white area.
Yeah.
Jewish.
Very Jewish
that.
Area. Yes. Yeah.
So we had about 95% of the school was Jewish.
Yeah.
And then we had a group of Christians.
Yeah.
You know, and people would be on Jewish holidays. And you know, when it comes to April and September, there's like hordes and hordes of Jewish holidays.
Yeah.
But you know, and it's something that. Something is happening in our society.
Yeah.
Let me not touch on religion, actually.
Very cool.
Went to Glen Hazel. Yeah. Used to be in the choir. I sang a solo at some point in the choir.
There
so
we go.
I'm listening to you singing Jagged Edge. I'm like, shall I?
We come from a beautiful era. Yes. A beautiful era.
Yeah. That ended. And then I went to Waverly High.
Oh, hello. Mm-hmm. Shout out Waverly Girls. Shout out Waverly Girls. How you guys doing?
Yeah.
To all the Waverly Girls around the world. How you guys doing?
Thank you.
Around the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for it.
Yeah, no, I had a quite interesting relationship with Waverly at some point in my life.
I'm sure.
Yeah. No, as it, no. No. Most of us did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after Waverly, I went.
Thank you, Waverly.
Yeah. Making look, legends, I mean, since 1991.
Yeah, it was. So Waverly was fun. I'm sure you guys will attest to that.
Yeah, it was okay. It was okay. It's all right. It's okay.
Went to AAA.
Yeah. And,
I mean, my going to AAA was very interesting. I mean, throughout high school, I thought I was going to be in engineering, of all things.
Yeah.
And then my dad, one day, close to the end of matric, took me, in fact, the other road. He took me to number 356 Rivonia Boulevard.
Oh, yeah?
That was McCann Erickson.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because he had, Herd Boys. He had friends. He was friends with who's the Bunda guy?
Hey, Peter Bunda.
Shout out to the legend.
I almost said shout out to the old school, but legends.
So I mean, I get taken up to this office and they show me around. Like it went over my head completely.
Yeah.
Me in my mind, I was going to Cape Town. I was going to be an engineer. I was going to work on trains.
Yeah.
Of all things. And this guy took me there. And when we went back home, he said, your application for the AAA School of Advertising is here. You have an interview in 2 weeks' time.
Wow.
But, you know, I think sometimes our parents know us better than we know ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, I was super playful, as much as I did well in science and maths. Yeah. I couldn't imagine myself now in an engineering role.
That is amazing, though.
Yeah.
You know why I think that your story is almost the antithesis of everybody else's.
Mm.
It almost feels like everybody else's parent is pushing them away from advertising.
Yeah. Right?
You know what I mean? Everybody else's focus is like, I'm a very loiter.
Yeah.
You know? And that your dad kind of pushed you in that direction.
Yeah.
How important was that for you? I mean, how critical was it that you always had the support of these people who obviously had an idea of what you were doing?
Yeah. No, you know, as I was driving here, I was thinking about what support does to a person.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of confidence it breeds, the ability to just do things because you know somebody's got your back.
Yeah.
You know? So, geez, yeah. For me, it was important. Like, it was amazing that my parents were pushing me in that direction.
Yeah.
I got to AAA and people are like, oh, no, my parents don't want me to be here. But they let me go. Obviously, I didn't go into copywriting or drawing pictures.
Yeah.
I joke. Let's they do amazing.
Call him that.
No. You guys do amazing work.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm grateful to them that I've gotten this far.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would have fared in engineering. I probably would have gotten frustrated.
Yeah.
So they probably saw that before I got there.
That's right.
And yeah, I'm appreciative.
That's but once you were happy with it, you just ran with it.
I was resentful for some time because I was like, yo, I could be making millions. Well, yeah. You know, I could be building trains. These, you know.
Ah, but the time is now for millions. I get it. That's what MTs do. Millions.
So yeah, but I mean, it's been fantastic. I always talk about the amazing people that I've met in advertising.
Yeah.
And how broad their minds are, you know, in terms
Shout
of scope of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And to you guys.
Yeah.
But I think I've had some of the most amazing experiences with people in the industry. And not just, let me not say just advertising, but the adjacent industries that we work with.
Yeah.
You know, from production and,
absolutely.
Music. Like, and what I find amazing is the fact that we're not limited to a small industry.
Yeah.
I mean, just thinking of my experience, I've worked on infrastructure development. I've worked on some financial services. And country branding and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's what gives us the latitude to have such amazing conversations and be broad-minded.
Yeah.
Which is great. Yeah.
So I mean, having started at a new agency, would you call Grid a small agency, a medium sized agency, or would you call it like a large agency?
Look, I mean, it's relatively, I'd say 52 people.
Yeah, give them a medium.
Give medium. Yes.
And I mean, it kind of touches on something we spoke about earlier.
Yeah.
The idea of kind of culture,
yes.
Right? And I mean, you've worked at big agencies.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And it feels like that model is threatened. A lot,
yeah,
you know, like it feels like a lot of clients are asking for quick turnaround times, and I always thought that, but agencies do that anyway, you know, like big agencies know how to turn things around quickly.
Sure.
But has there been a shift in your thinking that you've had to do, in leaving what has been traditionally big agencies when you started going to, because I mean, you were at another agency before that was relatively smaller than what an FCB would be.
Yeah.
Would you say that you had to have a culture a mind shift of some kind?
So,
because of the size of the agency.
I've worked for, so one of the greatest agencies, do I want to call it?
Well, the best agency you've worked at, is what you want to say?
Yes.
I'm here for you with the words. No, don't worry.
Why isn't there sound in the background? Yeah. You know, what's happening here, Chetan?
Yeah, nothing wrong.
No, no, but you know, I will highlight it because I think it carries the same kind of culture as Grid, at least back then when I worked there.
Yeah.
And I met some phenomenal people who were also very supportive. I mean, Grid by its nature is very entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I've always thrived in, those kind of environments where people just go and get it, you know, and nobody needs to come to your desk and say, Masiho, the brief is coming in at 11:15. Please wait for it.
Yeah.
Like it's Metropolitan Republic. I'm going to say the name.
Shout out Metropolitan Republic. Let's go over. That's Paul Warner in the screen.
It had a similar vibe, you know?
Yeah.
And yes, it grew at a certain point. Obviously, the big yellow client came in and, you know, it was a sizable agency. But what I like is that they have both back then, and what I'm finding about Grid is the ability for people, and I think it's how you employ people, you
That's
know.
Right.
And you know, I go back to the courtship with the team at Grid, the leadership at Grid. That it's about understanding the kind of person you're employing.
Yeah.
You know? Not somebody who's gonna stand on the sidelines and hope for the best.
Right.
Yeah. You actually need someone to do something.
Yeah. Remind me what your question was again. Yeah. If remember it yourself.
I do, but it was about the mindset.
I think I've also had that approach in my work.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and I go back to what I've said about account management.
Yeah.
Running your own business unit
like it's your own business. Yeah.
You know? So it's not too much of a departure
from
what I personally do in my workspace.
That's great.
So I don't think there's been a major shift in that.
Right.
If anything, I'm encouraged by what I see and I want to do more.
So it wasn't that was Metropolitan the best agency you've worked at up until now, obviously. The music stopped as I asked you that.
No, and I will say, you know, the support was amazing.
Yeah.
The work was incredible. The energy was, you know, out of this world.
Yeah.
But once again, I think it's the kind of people that they employ. Some of my best friends that I have now are people that
I met. Shut them out.
Yeah.
Yes,
Dawn, Klatsko, Vanessa, Bo Spike, Loiso.
Loiso,
the comedian who's now on Trevor Noah's show. Yeah. I think it was Metro that produced them,
or whether they were those people.
I feel like it's those kind of people. You know?
And it's how you assemble your team.
In that environment.
Yes, we did. And we fought, man. I mean, we fought hard, but we also came out with amazing work.
Yeah.
And once again, going back to honesty and building relationships within the agency, not just with clients.
That's great.
I think think of your family. Who's your favorite family member? Somebody you probably have like super robust conversations with. And we can't ignore the fact that
he's honest.
but you are the drunken uncle.
Oh yes. From a people's point of view and a vibe point of view, definitely was a great vibe.
That's fantastic. And I mean, obviously, like we make reference to the fact that you kind of drag all those great experiences with you, and they kind of shape the person that you become as well, and what you take into your role. So I think that's really dope, man. I feel like there are some dope things ahead for you in this new space because Grid has always been an agency that's transformed itself a couple of times in a couple of ways as well.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they were Gavin Reddy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, that like it's ever morphing kind of personality is what keeps it relevant.
And I mean, you know, just going in there now, and I've always known it as a branding and design agency.
Yeah.
But you see the incredible work that they're doing. I mean, we've just started offering I will call it integrated communications.
Also, full service agents. You want everyone's money now.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that. Great thought that's gone into it and where the world is moving. I mean, we've got a fantastic offering in terms of experiential as well. Some incredible work we've done. I mean, if you see our new space as well in Stanton.
I was going to get into that. We're going to talk about that.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But you know, that was designed by people within the agency.
Right.
You know, the fittings. These are people who come from grid.
Yeah.
Like we haven't employed somebody to design it from
decor.
Yes, yeah. No.
From interdeco.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I feel like we are yeah. So in tune, you know, we've got our fingers on, you know,
that's really cool.
We feel what's happening.
So tell us about the space. Yeah. So are you guys based in Ilovo,
yes,
or are you based in Sandton? What is the relationship happening with that place called G and Culture? Something,
yes,
like that,
G
right?
and Culture.
So what is that? What is that?
So it's an ideation space. I mean, we go there.
It's a bar.
It's no. Please, no, guys,
we're,
no. We don't want you guys.
We're not a taboo. Go to G and Culture.
No.
DJ Maporisa is going to be.
Look, I mean, there may be opportunities for that, but you know, it's about immersing ourselves in the culture, and for us to have our own space to actually have those kind of experiences is important. So, at large, it is a space to just have a fresh view,
right.
Get away from the madness. Because another thing that
view is fresh, then. I've seen that view.
Yeah. No, it's incredible. And I'm not. Please say something about the beauty of it.
No, it really is. I mean, aesthetically.
No. I mean the
counter, the bar counter itself. Hey, geez.
You're thinking Puzo Ray. Yeah.
If the place called G in culture, the first thing I did, Ogi Chin culture,
yes, yes, yeah.
But yeah, it's amazing. But yeah. At the same time, I was never surprised by that.
Yeah.
You know, like we said it outside as well. Like Nathan is, when it comes to aesthetics.
Yes.
And sometimes I think that it's a very strange thing how we get apologetic about how we're an aesthetics based industry.
Yes.
Things must look fucking good.
Must.
You know, don't half step this shit. It must look hot.
That is so important, Grant, because I feel like my love for creativity has been revived.
Ah, dope.
You know, when you walk into a place and everything, I mean, there's a scent that is a signature scent at Grid.
I know the scent.
You know?
Yeah. I used to work in Ilovo.
Yes.
When you look into a stairwell and say, Nathan was here.
Yeah. You know, and you're right. I think, I believe we need to respect what we do.
That's right.
You know, we need to get back to that. I spoke about integrity of the work that we do.
Yeah.
And for me, that's what Grid represents. On a daily basis, where you go in and, you know, people are having these talks about how do we make it better.
That's so dope.
And not try to meet a deadline for the sake of a deadline. That's obviously important because we know that there are business imperatives when it comes to clients. But to take that extra care, you know, to make better, even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That craft will do that to you though, eh?
Yeah.
Like, and what's dope about it is that it's quite an addictive trait.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
And you know it when you experience it again. You know, once you get back into a space like that, you're like, fuck it. This is that thing.
Yeah.
This is that thing that kind of made me come here.
Yeah.
That's so dope. You know, Mazinga, once I say it every week, that the hours really, really fly by. What was out of time? You know, it's like...
Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
Exactly. Exactly. It just went. You know, but I'm interested to know, like... I mean, you're excited, obviously, about what... But what if... What's kind of ahead for Masego now? What's kind of ahead for what have you got in your head that we're gonna be seeing kind of manifest in the next couple of months or years? What are you what's on your mind?
Yeah.
What's next?
So what's next? This is next. Grid is the next, you know, thing. I've just spoken about what the kind of work that they're doing.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm less than a week old in the building, so
that's right.
Please do.
Yeah, no, of course.
No,
yes, thank you. So, I mean, I've spoken about the new offerings, which, you know, touches on what you would ordinarily call through the line, but it's not that. It's just more considered. I mean, some of the work that I've seen is, we will bring it, please give us another session and we'll talk you through the work.
Yes,
you know?
Or you can invite us over.
Yes, that as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, she's worried about that chili culture. We're talking about that part.
Yes. I know. So, for me, it's having an impact on that through... Training and development is huge for me.
Okay.
You know, how do we make sure that people know what they do, and you know, how do we bring people up the ranks?
That's right.
To because
succession plan.
Guys, we are having problems right now with succession in the country, and I think it's a mirror effect on the rest.
Pretty much everything. Yeah.
So how do we then prepare for that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
So that's very important for me
right now.
But also just to be back in the creative world and to have an impact on the work. You know, we talk about transformation, and I'd hate to be that one person who keeps quiet in the room when I can see things are going only wrong.
Boom.
So I'm hoping that I will have... No, it's not even a hope. It's what I want to do more.
That's right.
You know, especially being in a leadership position to kind of guide the process.
Yeah.
And for the work... For me to see the work that I'm really proud of.
Yeah.
And... We don't have people. I know it's like this example has been used ad nauseum, but you know, people dancing for chicken.
Yes, we can't have
that kind of stuff anymore.
Absolutely.
You know, we are those voices in the boardroom that need to say, all right, guys, hang on a bit, you know. But I'm also enthralled.
On the personal side?
I'm enthralled.
Jeez, can you wait?
You know, look at him and his eyes.
Rich Forrest. Rich Forrest is only one.
No, man, there's a reason I ask, because like you mentioned a lot about training and development, succession plan and mentoring in the industry space or your workspace.
Yeah.
On the personal side.
Okay, I'll come to the personal side.
I'm not sure what she's asking.
I'm not sure either. And Grant and I kind of caught up about this earlier, and we said it would not be part of the conversation. But hey, I'll give you your time in the sun.
You're running out of time, that's why.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
You know, I did say that we are working on.
You're about to tell us what you're enthralled.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm getting at. We are working on being a cultural insights agency.
Dope.
You know, so for me, it's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of those. We don't know. I speak about knowledge and making sure that, you know, we just inform. And that's what we are looking forward to as Greg and me being a part of that process and, you know, running that department within Greg. On the personal side, Cheza,
I do like how there's a Cheza in it, isn't it? what was that answer? On the personal side, Cheza, things are fine.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I think just personal growth, you know, keeping what I would like to believe is a humble approach to life and learning more, you know. Beyond that,
But thank you so much for coming and hanging out, man. This has been a lot of months in the making.
There was a glitch. We shall not get into that.
We won't get into that.
I'm happy to have been a part of the show.
Thank you so much, man. And so guys out there, I mean, I think that this was a really, really dope show. And download it. Download the show. Download the podcast. And play it for some people in your office and play it on your way to work. Because I think there's some people who need to hear some of the things that Maziro has imparted on us today. Passionate woman about a lot of things, including the stuff that is most important to us, the work, right? The stuff that we sell is the work, you know, and kind of building a culture around the stuff that we do. So I'm really, really happy that you've hung out with us today. I'm really happy to have had Maziro in the studio with us today. It's all right, man. Cheese, thanks for coming through today. You know what I mean? thanks for doing what you do. And once again, thanks to Palisa for the technical arm and what's going on. Yeah. But yeah, man, like I say every week, man, it's important. Take care of yourself. Take care of those briefs. But most importantly, take care of each other. Because it gets really rough out there. That not everyone has good intentions out in the streets. Yeah. But it's okay that you stay on your good intentions. And take care of yourself. And once again, like I say every week, it's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man. If the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. Boom!
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly.
Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom!
Time isn't.
With G-Man the Ad Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shot fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom!
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
This is clipcentral.com.